Does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can just let these ghosts out of my. We kick off hour number three of the program. This segment brought to you by Konki Digital. That's K-O-N-K-I Digital. Online at KonkiDigital.com. They do websites, branding, marketing, and automation. Or marketing automation, right there for you. You can get more information and contact an expert at KonkiDigital.com. That's K-O-N-K-I Digital.com. Or give them a call, 865-465-4040. And right now, it's your last chance to win the Konki Yeti Roadie Cooler Tailgate Pack. You win a Yeti Roadie Cooler plus a $50 gift card to Food City and lots of other goodies in the cooler as well. If you just go to FoxSportsKnoxville.com and hit the big, massive banner ad at the top, you can be registered absolutely free to win that third and final tailgate pack. They're going to give it away right before the South Carolina game, next home game. So you've got 2 weeks to register up for the last one. If you've been putting it off, go ahead and do it now. Just go to FoxSportsKnoxville.com. Click the banner and register absolutely free. It's courtesy of Konki Digital. That's K-O-N-K-I Digital.com.
Sounded like an idiot on this other side. I would like to update a stat. Talked about it a little bit last week. But so for SEC East coaches, how they fare in single games, single possession games since the start of 2018, which is when all the coaches that are in the East now have been in the league. Dan Mullen, 5-0, Kirby Smart, now 1-1, Derek Mason, 3-3, Mark Stoops, 3-2, Will Muschamp, 3-3, Barry Odom, 2-3, and Jeremy Pruitt, 1-3. You got a puzzled look on your face there, Chris.
Just thinking. So South Carolina, Georgia State, BYU?
This year, Georgia State, BYU.
And then South Carolina last year?
Yes. And the win was Auburn.
Yeah, I mean, all these seem weird because Auburn scores a late touchdown.
I know. Well, I wanted to kind of get rid of
but
that,
no,
but
I'm with you.
Get rid of Georgia State and Auburn, but I haven't kept up with the other teams well enough to where I could factor in that stat as well.
Maybe you do two possession games. Maybe, or just go like 14 points.
Yeah.
Because you'd have a lot more wins and losses there. And
not really.
Not for Pruitt.
If we lose, it's bad.
I'm talking about for everybody.
Nick Saban, in the last 2 years, granted, outside of getting blown out by Clemson, all their wins, their smallest margin of victory until this Saturday was 22 points.
I mean, you get credit for Charlotte last year.
Thank you.
Just saying.
Thanks.
But they only won by 19 on Saturday, I believe.
They did.
Covered the 17.5, though.
Yeah, yep. The 22 points from last year was also Texas A&M, I believe. So Texas A&M has played them closer than anybody the last two seasons.
Not named Clemson. That game was so much fun.
Wait, would they have played A&M last year too?
They play every year. They're in the West.
Oh, that's right. Idiot.
Yeah.
You say some dumb stuff.
Yep.
Wait, how did they play A&M twice?
I don't know. But for some reason, I was thinking A&M's in the East.
No, they're.
You need to chug that coffee.
They're out there in Texas.
Yeah, 47-28.
I'm out of energy shots again. That's it.
Order some. Bama over A&M, 47-28. South Carolina, of course, gets the 20-17 win at Georgia.
Unreal.
Oh, I can't wait for the meltdown. We might need to do a dog for life this week at some point.
Oh, yeah.
That would be
some good stuff.
That would be a beaut. LSU 42-28. Florida scoring 28 and looking pretty good on offense make you feel a little better about Tennessee. I feel like Tennessee was kind of in that game until, you know, the offense just could not move the ball. Like, defensively in the first half was pretty good. You only gave up, I think, should have been 10, and then they score with time expiring.
Yeah, my takeaway from Florida globally was that Dan Mullen's biggest mistake this year, or maybe at Florida in general, is that he's been starting the wrong quarterback. Like, they almost lost to Kentucky because he was playing Felipe Franks. If Felipe Franks doesn't get hurt at Kentucky, they lose.
That's a good point.
Kyle Trask came in and won them the football game. Kyle Trask looked great against Tennessee.
Bad things happened to Florida against Tennessee when they brought in Emory Jones.
It's crazy. Like, and maybe on some weird level that gives you some hope for Jeremy Pruitt. Because maybe if Dan Mullen has the wrong guy playing quarterback, then it's really hard to identify who the right guy playing quarterback is. Mm-hmm. When you've got an incumbent guy who has been a four-star guy, and you've got
won you some games,
and you've got other, either in our case a true freshman, or in his case a career backup, three-star, nobody, two-star, whatever, like in Kyle Trask, like, I think it goes back to practice. These guys never can get hit in practice. They
were too soft on them.
They split the reps up to where the number one guy always gets to play with the number one guys. And hell, the pass catchers at Florida are insane. Mm-hmm. That Pitts tight end is a monster. Van Jefferson
got knocked out.
Went and roasted the best DB on LSU three straight plays. Mm-hmm. Jacob Copeland's on there. He'll crazy. Tyree Cleveland's still there.
I was gonna say, yeah, Cleveland.
Tony's not even playing.
I was
going to
say, they don't even have maybe their best weapon in Kadarius Toney.
I mean, so their run game isn't great, but Tennessee.
P. Ryan's gotten better, though.
But Tennessee did held up well against their run game. It's not, it doesn't make me as angry that Tennessee couldn't cover their receivers and Kyle Trask.
Fair.
I guess the one thing that was frustrating is how little pressure they got. Because LSU got a lot more pressure, obviously, than.
Yeah, we didn't pressure Trask and we didn't pressure Fromm. But we got after Mississippi State, 7 sacks. That's an awesome number. Love it. Wrapping up some scores in the SEC this weekend. Tennessee, of course, 20-10 over Mississippi State. Late touchdown by the Bulldogs. This was a runaway. This was a beatdown. This was a Jeremy Pruitt pitching a no-hitter. This was beautiful. Good stuff. UNLV, what do we say they were? 14.5 point dogs?
16.5.
16.5 point dogs beat Vanderbilt by 24, 34-10. In,
34-10.
Home field advantage, not doing it for Vanderbilt. Sorry, couldn't resist. Missouri 38-27 over Ole Miss. 23-point third quarter for the Tigers. Mm-hmm. That will that'll help.
Is it getting to the point, like, if you lose to Vanderbilt, there's questions for Jeremy Pruitt whether he should come back in year three?
They're 1-5. At this point, if you lose to Vanderbilt, that – even if you win all the other ones outside of Bama, I might be on the fence. Like that would be inexcusable, barring cataclysmic injuries the rest of the way. Like there's just no way. I don't even want to think about it. It makes me sick. And then Kentucky beats Arkansas. Sorry, boys. 24-20, 17-point second half for the Wildcats. Lynn Bowden. Is it Bowden or Bowden? Lynn Bowden?
It's Bowden, yeah.
Lynn Bowden Jr., as you said, Nate, from the quarterback spot.
Wide receiver playing quarterback.
24 carries, 196 yards, 2 touchdowns, long of 51.
Look, read his passing stats.
7 of 11, 78 yards and a touchdown.
They managed that game perfectly.
It's like 65%, yeah, 78 yards, you know, run the football. Kentucky in that game, 54 carries, 330 yards, 2 touchdowns. That's 6.1 a carry with a long of 51. That was Bowden Jr.
I mean, third and eight was a rundown for them in that game.
Arkansas wasn't prepared.
And it was the right call.
Chavis.
John Chavis. Third and Chavis, even against the run. Can't stop it.
Big second half. Eddie Grand, who I love.
He's a genius.
Love Eddie Grand. Not sure how he is as an offensive coordinator, but he dialed up a gem here. Great running back.
If
coach.
I was able to start a new SEC school and be the head coach.
You'd have Eddie Grand? He's a great guy.
I wouldn't think I'd be that far at a big. I don't think I'd be at a big disadvantage if Derek Mason was my DC and Eddie Graham was my OC. Because Derek Mason's going to be somebody's defensive coordinator here soon.
He's not a bad coach. He's just at Vanderbilt. There's nothing he can do. No talent. I've said it the whole time. Like Derek Mason's not a bad coach. He's just not. Everyone wants to hate on him because he's at Vanderbilt, which is fine.
He doesn't return his text messages. Did you see that one?
No.
Some what? Former player that played for him and James Franklin took screenshots where he had wished both good luck on the season and a couple different times.
And Franklin Mason. Responded.
Franklin responded back both times, like immediately. And
Mason nothing.
Mason nothing. Just ghosted him.
He's focused on the season. Mm. They're 1-5. He's got to do some work.
Mm. A lot of work.
Yeah,
a lot of work. Tennessee up to 48th in the FPI. If you're just looking for some. Mass
moves.
Rankings.
Right. Started from the bottom,
behind
now we're here. Actually started at the top, then to the bottom, now we're here.
Ole Miss is 49th, Kentucky's 47th, sandwiched on either side of the Volunteers.
They got Kentucky one spot ahead of us?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, they did win. They are 3-3. Okay. I'll buy it. Probably should have beaten Florida. You know, Kentucky did lose to Mississippi State 28-13, in case you were wondering.
Oh, and Mississippi State played their good. they said they were going to play the good players, right? And their best defensive guy is a linebacker, and he didn't play the first series and a half. How much sense
team
does that
violation?
Make? What like what the hell are they doing?
Violation
he a,
team.
He had a pick six against Kentucky on like the second play. That's why it came to mind. So strange. But whatever, we'll take it. I don't know. Joe Moorhead going to be on the hot seat soon?
No, not this year. It's Mississippi State.
All right.
There's no pressure there.
Oh.
I didn't realize Missouri beat South Carolina 34-14.
Yeah, that was was that Helinski's first start? I don't know, maybe his second.
When first did who did?
Well, Bentley got Bentley, her first game of the season.
Did he go out against Bama though?
So, no, Helinski played the whole Bama game.
Okay, so maybe that was his first start.
I thought Bama was after Missouri.
No, it was Bama, then Missouri.
Yeah.
They played Charleston Southern, where they won 72-10. That might have been his
first
start.
That was his
first
start. He looked like $1 million there.
Charleston Southern.
Missouri just shut down the run, and Helinski threw 30 times, only completing 13 passes.
Well, he had that great play
where...
You know
who else shuts down the run?
He threw a pass.
Big Orange.
It got batted back into his face.
Yeah.
He caught it and then remembered, don't ever catch it, and threw it down, like trying to... like
fumble?
Kind of touch past it into the end zone, recover for a touchdown. Real genius.
Because it
move.
Went backwards?
Yeah. They
or
ruled,
he
they ruled
it.
That he caught it and then lateraled it into the end zone.
Yeah, that'll get you every time.
Not good.
Not a good idea.
Not
if
a
you,
smart play.
If you take
head
away,
on a swivel.
Yeah, if you take away the sacks, South Carolina only had 30 yards rushing.
Man, that's Missouri.
Yeah.
That's all Barry Odom does, crank out good defensive lines. Good Lord.
That's a Missouri thing. Okay. I mean, he was their D coordinator, so him. But that's what they do. They have a good defensive line. Right. Guys you've never heard of, and then they get drafted, and they go on, and they're not studs in the NFL, but they're just
pretty
solid,
good.
Really good players.
Here are your SEC teams in FBI rankings, not AP or coaches, obviously. They've got Alabama 1, LSU 4, which I think is interesting.
No defense.
Georgia 6, Auburn 10.
No, well, that's not updated, obviously.
I thought it.
They're not going to be six after they lose to South Carolina at home.
Yeah, because South Carolina's up to 23rd.
So they're just saying Georgia.
Yeah, Florida's 12th.
They just had a dud game. They're just giving the dud game to Georgia to get a pass.
Missouri's 5-1 on the season. They're 18th.
Kirby wants to schedule Clemson because he thinks that their schedule is too easy.
Their schedule's the problem. No, you're losing games you should win is the problem.
Can't lose these games.
Cannot lose. Win.
Stop losing to South Carolina.
You got to get your looses out of the way against better teams. That's the key. Mississippi State's 30th, according to the FBI. Pretty good win, then.
I'm telling you guys.
The FBI loves the SEC. That's just...
We've learned this.
It's crazy how high they have.
30th team in the country. You should have held them to 3. They got a cheap touchdown.
There
it's a great performance by the Vols. Mm-hmm. Don't sleep on it. Optimism Tuesday. You better change your tune.
I think if you'd watched the game, you wouldn't think it's that.
No, we did. We Will Muschamp, Mississippi State. We mucked up the game. We made it dirty. We threw picks, so then their quarterback's like, oh, good. No, I can throw picks. He threw 3.
BYU lost.
Well, they threw 3. One had 2, the other had 1.
BYU lost again. They're 2-4 on the season. One of their wins
over
Tennessee.
That one, I think that one might sting me more than Georgia State.
They're 58th in the...
not going to lie. Look, I mean, it feels like it was an eon ago, but that one to me, because you had it, and you let them off the hook.
Yeah.
Let them off the hook.
Georgia State's 95th. They're 4-2, though.
Georgia State's 4-2? Wow. Mm-hmm. See, like I said, that's a good team. Don't feel that bad about it. They're going bowling. They don't do bowls, do they?
Yeah, they're Sun Belt.
Yeah, like I said. They're going
to
go to...
I don't know how many wins they have to get, though. You can only count one of your FCS wins. Florida not bowl eligible yet, just FYI, even though they got 6 wins. They played 2 FCS teams.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Florida's not bowl eligible.
That's what I think it was
Mike Bratton said that.
Crushed.
And he was just like...
By Florida fans. Yeah.
You're not bowl eligible.
Well, Towson and who's the other one? Whoever UT Martin?
Yeah, UT Martin.
So both those teams are FCS, so they can only count one towards bowl eligibility.
Ha! Ha! Troy B. says we're showing our SEC bias.
What does that mean?
I guess because you're reading someone else's rankings. He says Ohio State is superior to LSU and Bama defensively, and Ohio State is better than LSU and slightly behind Bama at worst offensively.
I was just reading the ESPN's rankings. The FBI is biased towards the SEC. Vanderbilt's 93rd.
I wanted to give Ohio State a lot of credit for killing Nebraska, but apparently that's what everybody does.
Yeah,
was that Minnesota?
Yeah.
6-0 Minnesota.
Vanderbilt's
ranked. How do I tell my kids about this?
Vanderbilt's ranked two spots ahead of Georgia State, which sounds about right. So, like, if you lost to Vanderbilt this year, back to Davey's original question,
it would be the second loss, worst loss in school history.
Basically. That's how bad they are. That's crazy.
Can't lose that one.
I mean, so that's that's win three against UAB and win four against Vanderbilt. So now it's just, are you going to win one or two more? Are you going to be 5-7 or 6-6? Maybe three. Maybe three more.
By the time we play Missouri off of bye week, that's when reality will be setting in that they can't go to a bowl and they can't represent the East in Atlanta. That's when reality sets in and we come in and shock the world. That won't really be a shock. I'm kind of predicting it now. We stopped the run. They're pretty good at receiver, though. And they got that Okwugbekum kid at tight end. He's been banged up. Maybe he won't play. Looking into my crystal ball. Still blurry.
Yeah.
Still blurry.
Can't tell yet.
Yeah. Bryant's knee. You know? Never know.
I was trying to find UAB on the... There they are. They're 98th.
And as we've said, you know, South Carolina gets... Georgia, Florida, Tennessee.
I mean, Joyner's
Kentucky has a bye, but I think they have a tough stretch right before that. And then, Georgia, Florida, Tennessee for Missouri. Like I said, no bye week for Missouri before Tennessee goes in there, and you're coming off a bye week. Mm-hmm. You know, last time we had a bye week before a road game against an SEC team, we won. Beat Auburn. Who was better, last year's Auburn team or this Missouri team? That question answers itself. IMO, JMO.
Let's go to the phone lines and grab Roberto. We got to draw SEC punishments coming up here at 9:30.
That's okay. So it was worth it.
Yeah, let's get Roberto in here now. What's up, Berto?
How we feeling, Berto? Big Jeremy Pruitt, when you back yet?
I'm on the fence, but I'm teetering towards yes.
Okay.
I mean, here's the deal. I loved what I saw on Saturday. And isn't it exactly what I told you guys they needed to do 3.5 weeks ago when I was on here?
I don't remember. I don't.
I said we have to slow the game down, treat the game like the Saints are doing right now with Teddy Bridgewater, a guy who is antiquated. They need to run the damn football. They need to play defense and use their elite special teams. And, wow, you can still win football games like that. But here's what throws me out on Jeremy Pruitt. After all that, they do that. They coach it up. They win the game. And after the game, he goes, I don't know if you can win games doing that. I'm like, are you out of your mind?
I thought that's what
you just did it. This guy, if he wins here, great. If he doesn't, whatever. But he is one of the dumbest humans on a microphone I've ever heard. Now, does that really matter to me ultimately? No, I don't care.
I said the same thing this weekend. Someone said, but man... He was not excited on the coach's show. I was like, I don't care. I don't care if he says good things. Just win games.
Win games and get it done, and that's all I care about at this point. It was kind of odd for him to say, I don't think you can win games like that in the SEC. Yeah, you can't. It's only been done for 122 years doing the exact same thing. We're just antiquated at a lot of positions, but you can win some games if you slow it down. Anyways, sorry, you took me off of what I was going to say. You know, it's funny, Nate, you mentioned it earlier in the show. It does make me feel a little bit better that Meatloaf Mullen down at Florida, it's so odd. He's this quarterback guru, yet he couldn't identify his best talent.
It's just hard. I mean, we got a big, strong guy that's played the position a lot and knows
he's
all the...
He's a big
knows,
old dude
and
now.
He's his teammates like him.
I mean, it's
I don't
just,
know how. The guy's kind of a jerk, but they like Franks.
It's hard to do. Hell, this happened to Steve Spurrier back in the day where he correctly identified that Connor Shaw was a better quarterback than Steven Garcia.
Yes.
Started Connor Shaw in a game against East Carolina. Things went awful, like... Only part of it, partly the quarterback's fault. He had to put Garcia in. When he won, the fans and the team like wouldn't let him swap the quarterbacks back and forth. And ultimately, Steven Garcia cost them the season. And it turns out Connor Shaw was a lot better. It reminds me of Kyle Trask and Felipe Franks.
Shaw's a gamer.
Yeah, but isn't it Florida's luck? I always talk about Florida luck. My cousin played there. I hate Florida. That whole state could get gonorrhea, burn, and fall into the sea for all I care. I hate that place.
We wish them well.
But I'll say this. They are the luckiest SOB program of all time. They fall into things that should not happen. If Felipe Franks does not get hurt, they lose to Kentucky, and Tennessee's in that game for the entire game. I've always thought that after that. And then they bring in Kyle Trask, and he looks like friggin' Johnny Unitas.
He did look good when he came in.
Big old dude slinging it 100 miles an hour, picking everybody apart. I hate Florida so much. It just solidified that Dan Mullen and all these other dudes, you guys don't coach worship for the record, but we could sit here and we can coach worship and talk about how great this guy is or how great that guy is. Or, I mean, look at Nick Saban. I would argue he's the greatest college football coach of all time. I never saw Bear Bryant and I never saw the general, but those are the only two in the conversation for me other than him. Okay. And I just go, he is susceptible to mistakes. Guys, they are highly compensated gym teachers. You realize that, right?
The majority of them, yeah.
It just proves it every time you hear a dude like Jeremy Pruitt on the mic, to go all the way back to the beginning.
Oh, he's a glorified kindergarten teacher.
Hi-oh. Maybe that's what's wrong.
That's
with
what he said. That's his words.
That's
not
his words, yeah.
Interesting.
That's why grammar doesn't
guys,
matter.
And, and
lesson yet.
Yeah. And lastly, I actually called in to say I'm proud of the boys. They played really, really hard on Saturday. There is no way that was a better defensive game on Saturday than we played against Auburn. I was at the Auburn game. We shut down a great football team. Mississippi State sucks, guys. They're terrible. But the good news is, other than South Carolina and Missouri, obviously Alabama, I'm just excluding that. That game's gone. Like, there's no chance we're winning up there.
Fair.
South Carolina without Helinski. By the way, Nate, they did announce that he's going to play on Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, after the game, Will Muschamp said Helinski's going to
play on Saturday. There's South
Carolina. Coach speak to you?
Yeah, no. I saw some South Carolina guys saying there's they don't believe a word Muschamp says about injuries. Apparently,
well, I mean, his knee went all types of the wrong way.
He already had like a calf strain on that same leg, and then it was a classic ACL hit. I don't know though. Kyle Trask took one just like it.
So did Kelly Bryant.
So I don't know.
Kelly Bryant.
He did have the brace.
Gumby
on.
Bryant.
He did have the brace on that leg. So I don't know. Maybe.
Well. Obviously it would help Tennessee if Helinski didn't play, but I would never wish that on a kid. Like, I hope he's okay.
I think Muschamp just said that because if Florida knows that Joyner's playing and that Helinski's done, then they can just plan for the dual threat.
Good point.
I mean, Helinski's pretty athletic, but Joyner is he has a running.
He's a joystick.
Yeah, he's a threat.
Yeah, so, without Helinski, South Carolina becomes much more winnable. And what I was saying is, Mississippi State sucks, but they're probably, if South Carolina's without Helinski, they're probably the second or third best team left on the schedule, not including Alabama. I mean, like Missouri is actually pretty good, aren't they, guys? Yeah, they're pretty good. So I don't think we're going to go to Columbia and win, but I think we actually have a shot outside. Here, you ready for the sheepy moment of the day? I think we have an outside shot at a bowl game. I really do, because I think that Vanderbilt, Kentucky, I'd say UAB of those three teams is the best team.
Where was UAB in that FPI?
Nah, down with Georgia, worse than Georgia State.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think UAB
would beat Kentucky, and they would beat.
Yeah, I watched that whole game. I needed Arkansas to win, so I wouldn't have to draw this helmet out next segment. And Kentucky, they're just they're stupid, but I think they.
Aren't they running a quarterback or a wide receiver at quarterback?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Yeah. And they rolled 336 yards rushing and just basically took
John Jacobs'
lunch money.
Have you guys seen this script before?
Yeah. Yeah. It was except they were more dynamic against Arkansas Saturday than they were against Tennessee back in the Dulometers, death
Well, guys, thank you. Thank you for so much time. I hope you guys enjoy your week. It's Alabama hate week, but let's just move on and not get anybody hurt. I mean, Toho Toho, don't even put him in.
I wouldn't.
Don't even act like you're going to trot Maurer out there. I would probably run Eric Gray and Tim Jordan a lot. And I would just run the ball and try to get out of there with no injuries. And,
let's go
make a bowl game.
A gentleman's agreement with Saban, 28-3.
Yep.
Take it or leave it.
No, give him 38-3 because he'll want to cover the spread.
I don't want him to cover.
He'll say no until you give him the spread. You know that, guys.
It's fine.
You know he wants to embarrass every coach that's ever coached
in the back door. Thanks for the call, Bert. I appreciate it, Bert. Have a good one. We'll draw punishments next. We all face it. Davey, automatic death. Houston with the shocker of the weekend as Georgia goes down. Billy and I both drew Arkansas.
Best loss in SEC Survivor history, me, this week. No loss has felt better. Georgia loses, I win. That's the way I look at it. Mm. Science.
Welcome into the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios, a fan run radio.
Is this a first
time?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Well, for all four.
Oh, well, for the four. But
did all three of us lose last week?
Yeah, last year.
It was a rough show.
Yeah, it was bad. The worst part about it last year was that we were all having to like help each other do their stuff, you know, prep food or whatever, smoothies. I don't even remember. But it was just like... It was just a ton of work, and you were miserable because you were being punished.
We need to hire some help this week. Four of us? Maybe we'll get some easy.
Yeah, it depends on what we get. Depends on what we get.
I'm nervous.
Are you?
There's a lot of bad ones here.
Really? You got the list?
Yeah. We've cleared out some easy ones.
I know.
We do not have easy ones left.
Somebody's bound to get shot collar trivia. I'm putting that out there. One of us will be getting shot collar trivia.
Bear is like dying for me to get shot collar trivia. I don't want it. I think I'd rather have that than a few of these, though, honestly. I will not make Davey's questions. He will not make mine. Understood?
It's fine. Y'all did that last year, so I feel like you should have something different.
I don't want any shenanigans from you two either.
What do you mean shenanigans?
Well, he accused me of shenanigans. I accused him of shenanigans.
No, the listeners just said that your quiz was a lot harder than
mine.
Well,
you were in law school, and I was trying to prepare you for test taking.
I'm trying to decide if I might. Will you get one veto for the year?
Correct.
Correct.
Wax leads for Houston.
I do have a question about the veto. If we run through all the punishments, do we then get an additional veto because all the challenges go back into the box?
You just get the veto if you draw that other one again. I think that's fair. If we do get to that point.
No, Davey.
Well,
you're just saying that because
they all go back in the box.
First
veto
of all,
veto.
We need a rule.
No.
That's just because you know that there's one veto.
Because if it's the last week and I draw Gluttony around. Challenge, but Chesswax is off the board, then I'm using the veto
exactly.
And getting something else.
First, let's start at the beginning. Last year we only had three people. So we weren't going to really run out of challenges. We also didn't have the week zero option either.
True,
which didn't come
true. It didn't matter.
But if we run out of challenges, do we start over, hold all the helmets back in?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't think we'll get to that point, but if we keep going 0-4, might.
Do you get a second veto?
Houston Bear wants you to know that he volunteers to do your quiz if the chance you draw shot collar trivia.
Tell Bear he can go to hell. No way he's making my quiz.
I mean,
what was the 1962 band that played the Knoxville Valerium Wednesday, October 3rd? It'd be like Crazy Train Left Wink Hoodie, and that'd be the name of the band. I'm not knowing
that. I checked both y'all's questions last year. I didn't think either was too far. Quit your whining. If you get it, Billy and I'll make sure that, you know, we'll do it together so it's not too crazy.
Thank you.
After this week, there's only 19 punishments left.
You should always have two eyes on the trivia questions. That way, one person doesn't think, oh, these are easy, right? And the other
four
person
eyes.
Wins. Four eyes. Yeah.
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 I wasn't calling you
maybe
four
six,
eyes because you have glasses on.
Yeah. There's how many left?
After this week, there'll be 19. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if we run a chance of running out. I was just wondering.
We're not even halfway. We're halfway through the season, not halfway through the punishments. We're good.
Okay.
There's a couple weeks in here that are going to be layups.
I posed the question early.
Plus, my draws are money, so I'm usually most weeks I'm not going to have punishments. I mean, I drew Georgia and got
hoodwinked. What's the only one other one you lost on?
Was it a bad team?
Was it 50-50?
Weren't we playing each other that night?
No, I lost that
Kentucky,
one.
It was Kentucky, Florida.
It was me and you. Kentucky, South Carolina.
That's right.
That one.
Man, yeah. So you've had a chance to win. Worst case, I mean, you haven't drawn a really bad one yet. That's pretty good.
Except Georgia.
Yeah, me either.
Automatic death.
Yeah.
All right.
We told Davey he should pick lottery numbers. Like there's 69 options in the Powerball for each one. He should pick 68, and whatever's left, that should be his lottery number for the first slot, and then repeat that, and he'd probably win.
It wouldn't take any time.
Yeah, no.
Might be worth it, though, for, you know, $500 million.
Yeah, it's up to $100 million right now.
Hit the music.
No, that's nothing. Not worth it.
You're going first? We're just going to go this way?
Yeah, I'm drawing first.
You going last? I mean, the odds are the same. You're just going to know more when he gets to you.
Correct.
You can go ahead of me if you want. I'll
Davey, hand in the box, and he draws the Chargers, the San Diego Super.
No, they're the Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh, yeah. The Los Angeles
Brain Freeze Challenge.
Oh yeah! Okay. Oh, you get to be maybe bringing your smoothies. Yeah, you gotta just like chug an icy or something.
Just as Brain Freeze Challenge.
Yeah, yeah. you gotta do it once, and then you gotta talk.
Okay.
So it might improve you actually.
Is he gonna do it once?
No, you gotta do it once an hour.
Okay.
So we're talking. I'll Google the best way to get a brain freeze. Make sure you're looking good. That's an easy one, though. I mean,
yeah, that's not bad.
Got
it's
off
temporary.
Easy. That's one of the easier ones left. Yeah. So now that's
safe
all
safe brain freeze. I mean, he's only got a few cells left, though. We
buddy.
Need to protect him.
Oh, buddy. Billy reaches into the box of death. Shouts out to, what is that, BSN? Who we got?
The Vikings.
The Vikings.
Have we had them before?
Oh, my God. Six pickled eggs.
Oh!
Or three raw eggs.
I did not want that one.
One at a time. You got a couple days to pick, but it's going to be six pickled eggs.
Now, you need to let us know tomorrow so we can get them ready for you.
Well, yeah, I said he's got a day.
You using a veto?
Oh!
Raw eggs.
Yeah,
that's
not
what
that
Hulk Hogan drank them.
That was
look how big and strong he was.
There was like six coming into this that I just did not want to draw.
Pickled eggs might be good. You never know. You ever have one?
No, well, there's six of them.
Right. Half dozen.
You can do 2 an hour.
I would just chug the three raw ones and be done with it.
You got to do 1 an hour.
Well,
you just put that in a shot glass and...
It's not going to stay with you. I mean...
I know.
It's a good source of protein.
The taste won't stay with you.
I have a really bad...
Like, gag reflex?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh,
I don't know.
Good.
I don't know if I can swallow.
Excellent.
They go down easy, though, eggs.
Excellent.
They're not.
I have trouble with, like, pills.
Oh, you're one of those guys.
Well, if it's. Do you like pickles?
Yes.
Okay. Do you like
I was hoping
boiled
to
eggs?
The,
do you like boiled eggs?
Just pills.
Do pickled eggs.
Now, scrambled eggs.
Pills go down easy with chocolate milk.
Imagine they had a baby.
If I draw the Bears, I will trade you.
I don't know about this trade.
What?
The dill pickles for the raw.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right. I'll take that trade right now.
All right, hand in the box, Hodges.
You want
shouts out to Arkansas for putting you both on the block. Davey, of course, just drew automatic death, which at least you didn't have to sweat it out.
Yeah, I knew I was going to happen.
I forgot who I drew.
You should have seen the look on his face. You didn't know you drew?
I forgot. And then I was watching Georgia lose on my phone.
Just reaches in. Who is
the
that?
The Bills.
Buffalo Bills.
Oh, that's not bad. That's Little Giants. You have to dress like the kid in Little Giants when he puts the foam around his body and his arms and his mom makes him wear the pads and a football helmet. And you got to do the show like that. So your arms are going to be out here the whole show you're going to be wrapped in foam. I got to track down some foam.
Little and a football
Giants.
Helmet?
Yeah, I think I got the helmet.
You got the
I think
helmet?
I got the football helmet. It'll be a Tennessee helmet.
Okay.
You okay
cool.
with that?
Yeah. No, why would I?
Houston my mom said the pads you guys gave me weren't enough.
I thought it was going to be the football hands. Did we put that one in there or take it out?
Yeah, it's in there.
So the guy Edward the more football can identify hands. The All body. Right.
See what you get.
Houston reaches in.
I use these for intimidation.
The Jaguars.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay, 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 okay.
Be nice if these are in order, you know, alphabetical or something.
Did we already draw those? No.
Don't believe so.
Shot caller quiz. Son of a biscuit!
Is it really?
Yeah!
Good. Good. Good.
I'm just mad because Bear won!
Shot. Caller trivia.
Oh, there's two of those, right?
Yeah.
Where are the Jags?
Because the other one was Mousetrap Challenge last year. Nope, not again.
10 questions an hour. 30 questions for the show.
10 per hour.
30. Oh. Mm. Guys, if you need help, just
The Jets are shot caller blowgun challenge.
Yeah, that'll be fun if anyone gets it. Duh! I'm fine with doing it. I'm just mad that Bear is cackling and dancing all over wherever he is right now. That snake. Shot caller trivia.
30 questions.
Okay.
What?
I want Billy to hold the button. You double tap the button a lot.
I didn't double tap the button at all.
You were like moving your hand and I'm over here like just minding my own business, getting shocked.
I'll hold the button.
I think you
can. Dang.
I actually thought when you tapped it lighter, it was more of a shock, but I don't know. It's like there's just maybe a glitch in the collar. I don't know. You still got the collar?
Of course.
All right. Man, it's going to be a fun Wednesday. So, brain freeze for Davey. So there's not too much food prep here. Just prep me once, and I'll be
just decide between raw or pickled.
Yeah.
So, do I just like go to a gas station, or you're going to look up what I need?
Figure it out. I mean, my guess is it's probably going to be, like an icy or...
Yeah, I saw a guy on Twitter. He had like a snow cone type of icy, and just basically shotgun.
Sensitive teeth.
I don't know how it got down his throat so fast.
You don't wear a mouthpiece.
Ninta says use 5% potassium nitrate in the toothpaste. Remember, I still got that issue from last year, the Warhead Challenge.
Yeah, I remember. Okay, that. Remember that. You bring it up often.
It's because I had permanent damage from a challenge. You hate to see it.
We'll come back. Final segment. You don't want to miss Wednesday's edition. Bringing out SEC punishment.
Remember when I got the question right and you shocked me? You punk.
What? That was Davey's fault. Final segment of the program.
Dang.
JT says, make Davey funnel and icy. Still a little research.
How do you always get the cold ones?
I get them all.
Smoothie, ice diaper.
But that's the thing. The smoothies have actually been very hot as of late.
We put ice in that one. No, we didn't. We didn't put ice in it.
We got the chest one on there, right?
Ice bra.
That's a good one.
Can I say nipples on the radio?
Did that
you got to protect your nipples, they said.
Did that take the part of the ice pants?
I think it did, yeah.
It was a little more of it's more visually stimulating.
And physically, maybe. What?
What kind of stimulation are you talking
about? No, you said you have to protect the nipples.
Yeah, because it's a sensitive skin.
Mm-hmm. Like, you got to wear,
you don't want to get frostbite on your nipples.
Yeah.
I don't know where he got frostbite.
He didn't complain much about his ice pants.
He said it was the cold water and the feet.
Yeah, that was the worst part.
That was the worst part.
Down, it was his
thighs. We put him in a bucket, a big bucket back there.
His thighs were like
they were red with coldness.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. That'll be a lot of fun. I'm excited for the shot caller. It's great.
Billy, are you excited to write some questions? You big trivia guy?
Yeah. I didn't send you last year's quiz.
What? No, yeah. Don't.
No, well, he didn't have an idea.
Send us last year's quiz so we can...
You know, gear some questions towards me, things I do, things I like, things I should know, obviously sports.
Yeah, send us last year's, though.
Make my sure birthday, my name, full name, you know, stuff I should know.
Whichever breakfast.
Yeah. I'll write it down ahead of time. Take a note.
Houston's really good at... teams in a certain conference or division. He knows those very well, Billy.
Especially the NBA. Major League Baseball.
You guys are... That's mean. Let my man come up with the questions.
You better do some studying.
Well, I don't have any... You got a study guide for me? You going to have a study guide tomorrow?
I asked if that was allowed earlier, and y'all said no. It was just random, so...
It's not like random. It's not like, what's the weight of a 100-pound... ball on the moon, like that kind of stuff. Don't put that on there.
It's 100 pounds.
No, like it's a gravity issue, so it's not 100 pounds, you moron.
I was wondering where you're going with that.
It's 100 pounds it's 100 pounds on Earth, but it would weigh differently in space on the moon because the gravity's less. Wow. put some space stuff on there. I'll kill that part of the quiz.
Oh, yeah.
No, don't. I'm kidding. I don't so there's some tough stuff out there in
tweet
space.
Tweet at Josh Dobbs, see if you can get the good questions.
I need listeners to DM me some questions.
No,
they want.
No. Every time the listeners chime in, first of all, they only do it for me, which is junk, and I get cuttlefish ink, and I.
It's happened one time.
It's because you're so good at this game.
I feel like if anything, these should be super easy questions because I lost, so Georgia.
We
would
tried
lose.
To do three.
Yeah, there's three categories:
easy, three easy. Medium, and three hard, and then one just kind of potluck where we're not sure. How hard do you think it's going to be for your 10 questions each round?
No listeners.
How many? What was this? Do we have the stats from last year? Like how many you got right and wrong?
No.
Was it like kind of 50-50?
No, no. That's probably on Davey's computer somewhere. So maybe we'll get that by, November. Just be firm but fair, Billy. That's what I would say. Firm but fair. It's my motto.
Rush but don't hurry. Just kidding, it's hurry, but don't rush.
Let me say it right. Just be quick, don't hurry. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just checking.
Work fast, but not in a hurry. Work harder, not smarter.
That's what we tried to
work smarter, times. Not harder. Sorry. Mix that up.
Yeah.
They sound alike. It's a tough phrase. What'd you get again? Oh,
little
yeah, little. That'll be fun. Yeah. It'll be funny to see you sitting there dressed like that.
Make sure my arms are slightly.
There's actually, right down from my house, there's a foam store.
Really?
Yeah.
Foam?
Of all the things, right? Yeah.
How do you?
Just up Central Avenue.
Hmm.
So I'll go in there and say, I need, I don't know, I guess a 4x4, and then a couple of, how long are your arms, do you think? 40 inches?
I don't know.
That'd probably be a lot. Nah, not 40 inches. I'll look at it.
Hey, can you?
I'll tailor you up after the show. I got that little,
Can you retweet my tweet that I just put out? So
no.
I can get
no.
as many listeners engaged in
no.
this as possible.
Why would I do that? Why would
I help for the show?
Oh, so now it's a show thing. Yeah. Help the show, Houston. Help the show.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Put the show first.
Only a man would retweet this. That's what my tweet's going to say on the quote tweet. Only a man would help. Billy.
And I'll be sure to give listeners credit. Like, if they stump you, I'll say, this hit is for Roberto.
Oh, yeah. Oh, maybe they could sponsor him. If you want a question, Houston-Crest, Venmo, $10.
What? No, that's not.
Buddy, it's
to
I'm
me.
I'm the one doing the work here.
I asked the questions.
And I'm retweeting it to help your ass.
You
I'm
should pay
the
them
money.
For doing the work for you.
Yeah, you should pay them, then they pay me.
If they give me $10, I'll give them $5.
What? Math is hard. Barrett Salee's SEC rankings are out. Tennessee's 11th. How are we feeling?
Climbing up.
Vandy's 14th. Arkansas 13th.
Wish we had Arkansas on the schedule.
Mississippi State's 12th.
Mississippi State's 12th?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Again, you didn't watch the game.
Yeah, they're trash.
We made them look
11th.
Like that.
Ole Miss is 10th.
We did that to them.
Kentucky 9th.
Why do you guys hate the Vols?
South Carolina 8th. Texas A&M 7th. Missouri 6th. Auburn 5th. Georgia 4th. Florida 3. LSU 2.
Why you guys
Alabama
hate
one.
Tennessee so much?
Oh,
they
baby.
Play well, and it's because the other team's crap.
No, they did play well.
Already getting questions.
Haven't heard you say that.
We've been talking about it all day.
What is the average flying speed of a swallow?
Uh-oh. I have like 5 questions already. We could almost do a quiz now.
Practice quiz?
Okay, give me one.
No. These might be.
You can't come up with a question that they didn't send you for me? Like what type of questions are we talking about? Multiple choice?
This one is about music, and then this one is about the Vols.
Most overrated band ever. The answer's Tool.
You might get beat up after the show.
First of all, that's a personal question based on, like, it doesn't have a right answer. You say some dumb stuff.
Talking about. It's a very, very true. You know I'm
Turn
right.
Turn your mic off. Shut up.
You know I'm right.
Shut up. I got shock collar trivia.
Optimism Tuesday tomorrow.
Congrats to Bear. He texted me Saturday. He's like, I hope you get the shock collar quiz.
That's pretty good.
He's going to send you some doozies. He's going to try to bury me in electricity. We're excited about it.
Back tomorrow at 7. The Blitz is next. Keep it locked in for more Fan Run Radio.